The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's 8:40 on this Friday morning, getting closer to Election Day. We want to give you a chance to meet as many of the candidates as are willing to come on and talk. Dan Shirky is running for re-election to Marysville City Council. He's here with us right now. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. So how did you decide to run for city council in the first place?
Oh, geez, this was 5 years ago now. I had been involved in the rec board and the zoning board, and I was doing as much as I could through those two boards to help out the community, and then it just dawned on me, why not do a little bit more? Mm-hmm. So I, 5 years ago, signed up. Thankfully, I was elected then. I've been working through the last 5 years trying to improve the city, and I don't think I'm done yet.
Okay. What are some of the improvements? What are some of the things that you feel that you've been a part of accomplishing over the last 5 years?
I've been extremely lucky to be involved with the rec board. Marysville's lucky in the amount of recreation money we spend to try to hit every group possible. Mm-hmm. We're lucky with the improvements we've made to the park, as well as the boardwalk as a whole. We have a couple other buildings that are sore spots right now that everyone's been talking about, but we'll get through those too.
Well, and let's talk about those buildings.
Absolutely.
A little bit. And you're referring, I'm assuming, to the former museum, the building in the park, and then would the band shell be the other one?
Yes, sir. There's several wonderful ideas proposed right now for both buildings. This has been an ongoing thing now. I've been on 5 years. I think the museum's been closed for six at this point. We've been kicking this can. I'm all for removing the museum and the band shell, relocating the band shell. Underneath the band shell is a large sewer main currently. And if anything were ever to happen to that, we'll have to address the band shell at that time anyway. So we have the funds right now. The proposed plan relocates it just slightly, so we're not interfering with that sewer main anymore, and will leave us with a better product for the community to use. We could have a lot more diverse things at the band shell. And as far as the museum, $350,000 is a lot of money, and that was the minimum requirement to repair that facility. It's seen a lot better days. If there was some provenance to it, some history to that building, absolutely. As it is, it's derelict and a danger, honestly, to the community. I believe the fire department condemned it years ago as a fire hazard. So that's my two cents on those two.
You said your work's not done yet. There's still more that you want to do for Marysville. What are some of the things that you'd like to see in your next term?
Two of the things I'm really looking at. One, we have a beautiful park system in Marysville. We have several large parks that serve various parts of the community. They're all disconnected, though. In order to travel from one to another right now, there's no viable bike paths or walking paths. I think moving forward, connecting those with walking paths, allowing kids and families to be able to move between those parks without automobiles would be a huge, huge service for the city. The other thing we want to look at, is the Housing Commission as well. I'd like to see what's going on with that and make sure it's serving our residents the way it's supposed to.
Okay. We're talking with Dan Shirky. He's running for re-election to Marysville City Council. Dan, what about the city administration? Are you in favor of keeping status quo with the administration?
Status quo? There is no status quo. Mr. Fernandez has... he's a very dynamic person, I got to tell you. I've had the privilege of arguing with that man and agreeing with that man numerous times, and I have to say, as far as the city goes, we couldn't have a better employee looking out for our interests. Every resident should be thankful to have someone as tenacious as he is. He's definitely a go-getter, and yeah, we disagree, and yeah, we agree. But that's the necessary relationship that needs to happen there, I believe.
All right. As voters make their decision in Marysville, who to vote on to Marysville City Council, why should they reelect Dan Shirky?
I hope I'm doing a good job. That's honestly, this is a kind of a referendum for me. You know, if I'm doing a good job, if the ideas I propose and the projects I complete are something the city residents feel is productive, good. If not, then we'll find out here in less than 2 weeks.
All right. Yeah, coming up a week from Tuesday, election day.
Yes, sir.
Dan, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Dan Shirky with us on WPHM from Marysville City Council. It is 8:46 now. Let's check in with Caleb, see what's happening in our news headlines.